for our community, I think, you know, one of the challenges has been that historically it has had very strong anti-choice organizing that's been very well resourced, very well funded. And so they're able to buy, you know, bus ads and, you know, that type of anti-choice advertising is still present in our community. It's still, you still can drive behind a Grand River Transit bus and see an anti-choice ad. You know, those are still common in our community. And that's something that is, well, it's not unique to Kitchener-Waterloo. It is an issue that sentiment does exist, that there are still folks who are donating, who are organizing, holding events. You know, there's still protests outside of clinics that happen. And so when that happens, it creates an environment that's not safe, that's not welcoming, that doesn't feel inclusive to people who have had abortion experiences or have struggled with choice, adoption, things like that.